This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let us get into that conversation with Judges Matter. Judges Matter always keeping a watchful eye, especially on the proceedings of the Judicial Services Service Commission. I have no doubt, though, that they are keeping a very hawkish eye on the process that the President has announced. Last Thursday, President Cyril Ramaphosa announcing that the public is invited to nominate candidates for the position of the Chief Justice of South Africa. And he says this is in service of transparency and to encourage public participation. But of course, that comes with T's and C's that certain professional bodies in the legal field or NGOs that are working, bodies of legal practitioners or an NGO working in the field of human rights or other legal areas must endorse that nomination. Alison, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning.
This announcement by the President, how important is it for the people of South Africa?
I think it's very important, and I think for a couple of reasons, but one of them because I think judges have taken a little bit of a knock recently. I think there's been a lot of discussion about whether judges are captured, and I think it's going to be a real opportunity for us to talk publicly about what makes a good judge, how we make judges independent, and how we make sure that we have confidence in them.
I mean, some saying that this will probably be the first time that a sitting Chief Justice retires from the bench without a Chief Justice designate. Should we be concerned at all about this, that the President perhaps waited until it was a little too late to institute this process?
Well, it's not too late in the sense that we will have an acting Chief Justice, but we've been concerned for quite a while that this process should have been started sooner. So, I can only agree with people who've said that this should have started sooner, but at least we're underway now.
The panel that will be chaired by Judge Navi Pillay, some suggest that it's parallelism with the JSC and that perhaps President Ramaphosa should have followed the route of former President Thabo Mbeki, who made his nomination and then gave room for the JSC to consider any other names that may come about for the position of Chief Justice when it was his turn to fill that post. How do you as Judges Matter view that issue of this independent panel?
Look, I think it's a new approach in some ways, and I think so the question of who is on the independent panel is interesting. It's not made up in perhaps a more traditional way, but we are wanting to have a discussion about who should be on the Constitutional Court, and the Constitutional Court, those judges are not ordinary judges. They are in the apex court, and in the past we've had academics appointed directly to that court. We've had situations where we've made appointments that maybe weren't wasn't the most senior judge, but perhaps more junior judges, but ones that added to the diversity of the court. So I think if you look at the Constitutional Court and the role it plays, it's a really interesting idea to get a lot of nominations and a lot of, as much thinking as you can about what makes a good judge on the Constitutional Court, and then go forward with those candidates.
I wonder, Alison, to your mind, when we talk about a Chief Justice, what is it that we are looking for? Because my understanding is that it's more than just, being one of the 11 justices of the Constitutional Court. You are the leader of the judiciary tasked with the maintenance of its independence, integrity, but its efficient operation as well.
It's when you start trying to unpack the Chief Justice's job description, it really is quite scary. I don't know how.
It's too great a responsibility. How do you go for it?
Exactly. How is one person supposed to do all of this? But it's true. You're on the court. You're being a judge, and you it's the apex court. You now have to lead that court in terms of, you know, your understanding of the law and the developments of the law. So you've got to be a really good jurist. But at the same time, there is an entire administration for the justices that has to be run. I mean, from the high courts, all of those courts, the way our system works, it now puts the magistrates into the sort of category of the judiciary. Things that we've really hadn't taken too seriously up to now, but things like connectivity of courts, making sure the libraries are working, getting the systems online. I mean, we have to get into the, at least the 20th century. I don't know about the 20th.
I mean, there's been an entire thing, Alison, if you remember, about, you know, digitization of many functions, you know, of the courts.
Exactly.
I mean, you look at those books and those files and trolleys that they drag. Seems as if there's still a long way to go, and that is an important task which is just not taking off in earnest.
No, I think that's right. I mean, Gauteng has seen the introduction of case lines, and I think from what we hear from there, that's been quite successful. But that's just one court, you know. And then if we look at the magistrates' courts, they're in a desperate situation, some of them, where they don't have connectivity, they don't necessarily have running water. You know, we have a range of issues across the country, and the Chief Justice has to wrestle with all of this.
I mean, Alison, how important is this appointment? I'm thinking of the fact that, you know, the Constitutional Court itself is in a state of transition. There are vacancies that were meant to be filled. And of course, there was that CASAC matter, which led to the undoing of the previous interviews. That now comes back on in October and there's still confusion from the JSC as to how they are going to approach those interviews. Some candidates have pulled out their availability. There is that one matter of vacancies that were meant to have been filled now. There are at least three upcoming vacancies between now and year end. In the next 5 years, there are other justices that will make way in that court, such as Judge Zondo, and I think Matlanga himself at some point will be due for departure. How important is this moment for the president to consider those long-term goals of stability and, you know, a diversity of jurists, as you suggested, within the milieu of issues that are now being sent to our courts, all sorts of elements of jurisprudence being challenged and developed?
Yeah, you paint a very accurate picture of the challenges that lie ahead. There really is going to be the need for a steady hand, you know, and leadership. And of course, that is one of the difficulties with Justice Zondo becoming Chief Justice. And he would be the natural successor. You know, normally he would be, well, obviously. The years are against him. So who then would be in a position to at least, you know, I mean, normally, I mean, 12 years is maybe a long time, but who has at least 6 or 7 or 8 years who would be able to, you know, give that lead role that you describe, and also make sure, because this is one of the Chief Justice's roles, is make sure that the court has a full bench of 11 judges at all times.
Absolutely. We're sitting on 9 in a good day these days,
exactly.
Isn't it?
I mean, how hard is this, guys?
and by the way, Alison, we might joke about that. The absence of the two in some matters might actually have bearing in how cases may have been decided, the quality or the extent of the arguments.
Yeah, and I'm afraid the outgoing Chief Justice's argument was always that he was trying to build a pool of candidates for appointment, but I think what we've seen is that hasn't really been very effective. That what we need is, yes, you know, you have a certain number of judges acting in the Concord when people are on leave, and, you know, you can then give them a sense of what the court is like, and they themselves can decide whether they like it or not. There are people who might well spend a term there and then say, no, look, this is not for me. But that practice of simply regularly making sure that those appointments happen, it's the sort of thing that you need judicial leadership on, and it needs to be consistent. And it really isn't rocket science.
How has this long leave by Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng affected leadership in the judiciary?
Well, I think it certainly caught us by surprise. We were assuming that the Chief Justice was at least going to come back for the October interviews. And we now understand that he's not. We think that means that...
Retirement in silence.
Yes, riding off into the sunset. We assume that Justice Zondo will be chairing the next JSC in October, but I mean, that's just an assumption. He might ask somebody else to chair it. And then what we're also hoping to see there, given that it will be a different chair, is just more discussion about what the rules are going to be so that we don't end up in this dreadful situation again.
Absolutely.
Where candidates don't, that their interviews fall away because they haven't been done properly.
Long road ahead, Alison, and thank you for the work that you do at Judges Matter. We'll continue to follow as well and call upon you where we need in-depth insights.
Thank you so much.
Coordinator at Judges Matter, Alison Tilley, joining us there about matters of the Chief Justice appointment.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.